It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Civil Beat. Chad Blair joins us this morning to talk about the news and the latest Trump pick for the Intermediate Court of Appeals. Morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
So far, so good for the nominee, Mark Bennett?
Yeah, you know, I can't remember the last time that Brian Schatz and Mazie Hirono have said something nice about something that President Trump has done. Of course, they belong to different parties, Republicans versus Democrats, but both senators are praising President Trump's nomination of Mark Bennett, who, as we all know, is the former attorney general for Hawaii under Governor Lingle, which, of course, she was a Republican, too. But he's being characterized, Bennett, as highly competent, a principled attorney with good judicial temperament. Remember that Hirono, even though she is in the minority, she also sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which, of course, will be handling the confirmation hearing on Bennett. So good news so far, assuming that there's nothing that blocks the nomination, a win-win.
Well, now, I heard Mark Bennett's name put out there for U.S. attorney,
yeah.
And that slot went to Mr. Price instead. But I also heard names like our former city council member Charles DeJoux as a possibility for this slot as well.
Yeah, you know, there's only so many well-known Republicans and lawyers in the state of Hawaii. It's a blue state, and that was one of the things that people sort of were wondering is whether the president would look favorably. Because remember, he has been very critical of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the very bench that Bennett has been nominated for. Of course, it's the largest of the districts, the appellate courts. It includes not only Hawaii, but the western states, and it has a far-reaching mandate. It also includes the U.S. territory, so all the way to Guam. And so there was some concern because this is the same court that intervened with the preliminary travel ban, remember, from the primarily Muslim countries. And the court has been criticized as being fairly liberal. Others have said that, no, in fact, it's a little bit more balanced than you really think it is. But another thing that you wondered, the president who is criticizing this court actually picking a judge from the bluest state in the nation.
Right. But he's also the second Hawaii judge that we've had on that bench.
Right. Rick Clifton, I believe, I don't know if he stepped down just yet, but he also was appointed by a Republican president, George Bush. And so you're going to have any number of ideologies. Boy, I can't say that word this morning. Different political and perspectives. Let's put it that way. The courts are different, but definitely the Ninth is very influential.
Right. And Bennett has a, you know, pretty wide background, varied background in different fields. So
yes, he does. He's also, yeah, I think so too. He's also argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. So we'll see how things go in the U.S. Senate.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chad. That was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat.